Blog Talk Radio.
February 21st, 2018. Welcome to the Off Ramp, a show for the people by the people that embodies the people. This is season 2, episode 4. Sorry to catch y'all off guard this week, man. Usually we do, you know, Thursday nights, you know, right before the weekend. I don't want to take up your Friday nights or your Saturday night party. So usually I try to wrap to y'all Thursday night, give y'all some good jokes and some good laughs going into the weekend. But your boy headed out of town, so we moved it. We moved it to Wednesday. We moved it tonight, last minute. So shout out for all y'all that was able to jump on and able to listen in. And feel free always to call in, 929-477-3975. Again, this is a show for the people, man. So if you got something you want to talk about, something you want to rap about, something you seen this past week, you got something that's going on, going forward, feel free. Feel free to call in and let's rap, you know? Let's have a good time tonight. A lot of things I want to discuss tonight. A lot of good things, a lot of good topics. I know I have my co-host Shannon. She should be on. Shannon, you out there?
What's up?
Not much. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. Usual Wednesday, no complaints. And just hold on one second, quick shout. I just want to give a shout out to our other caller that's on the line, Tremaine. You called in. Good evening. How you doing?
Hi, small friend.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing this evening?
I'm great, thank you.
Oh, good to hear from you. All right, so we got a couple things we want to talk about, a couple things I want to jump in. So the news of the week so far to me is, of course, Black Panther. Man, what a showing out Black Panther did over President's Day weekend. And I definitely want to discuss President's Day weekend because I'm not sure what presidents we're supposed to be celebrating or why we should even be celebrating presidents if we voted them in, because it's not like they won anything or did anything. You just got a bunch of people to vote for you.
I'm celebrating the 44th one.
You celebrate the 44th one, you're just keeping it funky with just one?
Yep.
But I definitely want to discuss Black Panther. Did you two lovely ladies get a chance to watch it yet?
I did.
So what did you think of it?
Tremaine, what you say?
I said I saw most of it, so I can't really
tell
you that I've got to watch it again.
What do you mean you caught most of it?
Hold on. I know you ain't bootleg Black Panther, yo. I know you ain't.
No, I didn't bootleg it. I did not bootleg it. But
you
I had a couple of glasses of wine before I went.
I did
it to the whole thing.
Black people, you fall asleep anywhere.
Exactly.
Tremaine was infamous for falling asleep at Club One.
Wow. Club One, that takes me back. One more spot.
We weekended Bernie'd her in Vegas.
Oh.
Real life.
We're going to definitely have to get to those stories one day. I definitely want to hear about the weekend at Bernie's. So, Tremaine, if you don't mind sharing the story, how did you fall asleep on Black Panther? Like, what was the time did you go see the show?
10:45.
Oh.
See?
And what time did you start drinking?
At, like, 7.
You had the reclining seats, too, didn't you?
Reclining seats, pillows, blankets. It was a wrap.
You want the iPad.
Hold on. Pillows and blankets. Were they your pillows and blankets? Or what,
no,
were they movie?
They have them there.
They have them at the movie theater.
Yeah. And they bring you
so
drinks to your chair.
Yep.
Hold on.
And popcorn.
So y'all out here sharing community pillows and blankets from the movie theater, y'all?
Look, I don't want
you know
about
what,
that, okay?
You do it on the plane.
Do what?
Hold on. One at a time. Tremaine, what'd you say?
In my mind, they're bringing me a brand new one just for me.
You know that's not true, right?
I'm just going to think in my mind. It's okay.
You do it on the
plane. So what'd you say, Shay?
You do it on the plane. You do it at a hotel. What's the difference?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's why they call it the Mile High Club. But I just don't have faith in the movie theater's cleanliness when it comes to pillows and blankets like I do.
Wait a minute. Time out. Roll it back. When I said you do it on a plane and at the hotel, I meant share pillows and blankets.
I don't know what you're
talking about, sir.
Look, you go to the movies, you go see Moonlight. Then nobody go see Moonlight. If somebody asked for a pillow and a blanket in Moonlight, you know what was popping in there. It was in the back left corner, so nobody could see you. So, hold on. Okay, so spoiler alert, Tremaine, I don't know if you want to put this on mute for a minute, but I got to talk about this.
Okay.
I got to talk about it. So, Shannon, let me get your opinion. What'd you think of the movie?
I loved it. First of all, I'm a comic book movie fan, so I love Marvel Universe, and I loved it. I will say I liked what was supposed to be the villain probably more than anybody else in the movie, but I loved it.
So you thought it was a good movie overall? Good plot, good action and everything?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a Marvel movie, and it's the first one for Black Panther. So it's really a lot of backstory.
Have you seen all the other Marvel movies?
Of course.
So where do you put it in comparison? Take the Black Love out of it. Just as a movie, a Marvel movie, where do you put it at?
I would probably put it under Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier is one of my favorites.
Okay, I think that's the only one that I haven't seen yet.
Winter Soldier and Civil War, and actually Thor Ragnarok was pretty good too.
See, I've been a big fan. Go ahead.
You've been a big fan of who?
I'm a big fan of Thor Ragnarok. Like, I mean, I understand the criticism was there for the movie. I thought that the villain didn't make any sense for Thor Ragnarok, but as far as just a movie, I thought it was hilarious. Like, I laughed at Thor Ragnarok nonstop. I thought they did a great job. It was good action. It was good comedy. Like, if you're talking about a fairy tale comic book movie, I don't know when we had to get so serious with comic books and fairy tales, but if you're talking about just from an entertainment standpoint,
right,
Thor's
it was
probably
entertaining.
Yeah,
it was entertaining. His brother Loki is hilarious.
Yeah, Loki did a great job. At first, I didn't like his character in the first Thor, but he's grown on me. So, I mean, I thought Black Panther was good. I thought Ryan did a great job. I thought the cast did a great job. A lot of things didn't make sense to me, though. Well, first of all, how the hell did he find Wakanda? Like, he captured the claw dude and told him, I need you to take me to Wakanda. Wakanda is an invisible place in the middle of a forest. He's from Oakland. He's traveled all around the world, I guess, as a Navy SEAL or whatever. But if he ain't found Wakanda yet, how you just going to hop in a Cessna from New York City and fly to Wakanda? These people got planes that don't even have steering wheels, and all of a sudden, he in a Cessna 200, and he just showing up with dead bodies?
Well, Claw has been to Wakanda, so number one, he could have told them. Number two, Wakanda's location isn't hidden. It's the nature of Wakanda that's hidden. Everybody knows where it is. They just think it's poor and rainforesty.
Yeah, I guess you got a good point there. I never thought about that. I guess because everybody didn't know. They thought they were a nation of farmers. So they knew it was there. But, I mean, he's just showing up with dead bodies. And then my other big problem with the movie was the fight scenes. And I don't necessarily judge Ryan on it because out of his three movies, this was like the first action movie. But I thought the fight scenes were shot a little bit too close. The first fight scenes in the jungle, like Black Panthers in All Black, like you couldn't really see any fight scenes. You just kind of saw like just something moving. So I thought that was shot pretty poorly. Like from comparing it to great fight scene movies like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which again I'm nitpicking because I thought the movie was great. But if I had criticisms, I would think that I would wish the fight scenes would have been better.
So where do you place it in the Marvel Universe movies?
Oh man, see that's tough. I have to rewatch them. We just watched Civil War again. And I thought Civil War was good. I thought Ant-Man and Spider-Man stole the show, though. Like, those two, when they came in, it turned into a great movie because they were just funny but good action. But that was only, like, last 20 minutes of the movie.
You know the new Spider-Man is supposed to be black.
The new Spider-Man is going to be a black guy? Look, black people don't fuck with spiders, yo. No way we getting suckered in and bit by a spider, yo. Every black person I know got Raid on deck or a mean Timberland, yo. No way we getting stuck by a spider, yo. So I'm boycotting that. I'm with Monique on that one.
I liked it, but, you know, I don't want black people to get so attached to Wakanda because, you know, things happen to it in the comic book universe.
And I guess that's where I want to go to next. Like, how deep should we really look into this movie? Like, people are online, and I try to stay offline for the most part, but people are online, and they're getting so deep into this movie, and I keep trying to remind people. Well, I don't remind anyone. I just say it to myself because you're online. It's your platform. Say what you want. Think what you want. But this is a fake world. Like, why are people taking this so seriously? Now, I'm happy in the grand aspect that Marvel didn't need a Black Panther movie. Like Black Panther wasn't, like, this hot comic to get back in the day. Like, it wasn't that popular. It wasn't on my radar. Like, Black Panther wasn't G.I. Joe growing up. But,
right.
You know, but I'm happy that Marvel, they didn't need a Black Panther movie. They were already successful. I'm happy they did it. They got a black director, a good black director for his third movie. This is just crazy. He hit out of the park for only his third movie. They put a faith in all black cast, and it worked out. They shattered numbers. I'm like, great, good job. All right, now, you know, on to the next one. Like, let's get another entertaining, good movie. And keep it moving. But people are talking about how this is like how we should, who should we be relating to, Killmonger or T'Challa? I'm like, it's just a movie. Yeah, it's got some subplots of some deep issues in there, but this isn't a masterpiece here.
What do you mean it's not a masterpiece? Well, first of all, let me say people have been, you know, fixated on fictional places for a long time. You have Middle Earth in Lord of the Rings. You have the magical world in Hogwarts. You have Star Wars. You have all types of things that people are obsessed with. Number two, you know, I do think it's a masterpiece. A lot of people make comparisons between Killmonger and T'Challa between Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
Oh, Lord.
You don't see it?
Hell
you don't
no.
see it?
It's a fictional character about the struggle of black people into black human beings. Like, that's, I mean, this story's been told millions and millions of times. I'm trying to think what's a masterpiece to me. It's like when I think of a masterpiece movie, I mean, the first movie.
A fictional masterpiece movie.
A fiction. My wife is over here shaking her head because I'm going to Bruce Leroy. That was a masterpiece.
Oh, God.
The Last Dragon. But I understand that
no,
most people
not.
Wouldn't think that. I understand that most people wouldn't think that. That's just my personal opinion. But I'm trying to think what a masterpiece movie would be. Like something like, I guess Titanic will classify that as. Or what's the other movie that the dude did with all the big blue people running around crazy?
Avatar.
Like that,
so
okay,
you
hold
like
on.
Avatar.
Skip that. Hold on, skip that. Forget I even said that. Jurassic Park is a masterpiece movie.
Which one?
Jurassic, the first one, the classic. Jurassic Park has all types of different elements in the movie, and it's just stunning visually, conceptually. It tugs on your heart as a kid loving dinosaurs, and it has great dialogue. You watch it at 13 versus 40, you take two different things out of it. Black Panther isn't that. Black Panther is a great Marvel movie. Like, I don't think any of the Thor movies that I love or the Iron Man movies are that deep either. Like, I just don't think a comic book movie can get that deep. Now, people are saying Bright is that deep, and I haven't seen Bright with Will Smith, but people are saying that that's pretty deep, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But I just can't classify. It was a Netflix
Bright,
movie.
Yeah, Bright was a good movie. I don't think it was a Black Panther. So you don't think in 10 years you'll be watching Black Panther?
Okay, I'd say this. In 10 years, I will watch it just because I witnessed history, right? It's just like, you know, if they had Jesse Owens Olympics on, I would watch it just because it's history. Like, witnessing history is just something I enjoy doing. But do I believe that, like, I'm not going, am I a Marvel fan? No, I live in a reality. I don't get high that much. I think all these people in these comic books trying to escape reality, I get it. You know, life is hard, but they're just, it's fake. It's a fake world. It's entertaining. So I enjoy it for the moment, and then I move on. I don't read too deep into it.
Yeah, it's fake, but you don't think that it's, parts of it are reflective of the real world, like the idea of colonization, oppression, the fact that Africa is a wealth of natural resources, and the culture there. You don't think that those have parallels to the real world?
I mean, yeah, but we've seen that and discussed that 1,000 times over. I mean, there's all types of movies, Hotel Rwanda, City of God. I mean, there's all types of movies about Black struggle, African wealth, and, you know what I mean? To place it in a comic book is just, you know, just hiding it from the reality of what actually happened. I mean, there's no real
Let me ask you this, because you just named a couple of movies. What movies fantasize and put Africa on a pedestal the way Black Panther did? Because
Shaft.
Hotel Rwanda wasn't it. Shaft. I don't remember
Bruce
Shaft
Leroy
being in Africa,
it.
Sir.
Oh, in Africa? I mean, I don't really watch. I don't know what movies were based of. I tell you what, City of God. Not City of God. It's not War with God. The one with Nicolas Cage, God of War.
I know
that
what
was
you're
based
talking
in
about.
Yeah, yo, them Africans was getting it.
Oh my
them
God.
Africans was running stuff.
Oh my God!
But like, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, I understand what you're trying to say. I'm just wondering why people are looking so deep into it, because I take it from a basic level. From a basic level, watching the movie, T'Challa cheated. Like, T'Challa got his ass whooped. Like, he shouldn't even be the king no more. He lost the fight. Killmonger should be running the world and destroying the world, and all the Avengers are going to come kill him. Like, in reality, that's what happened.
I don't think Killmonger is there. But again, it's a comic book, and so it's really a setup for Infinity War.
Which somebody's going to die, which would be hilarious. I know black people would burn movie theaters down.
Everybody dies. In comic books, everybody dies more than once.
No, but I'm saying
If Infinity War starts off,
we gonna riot.
If they kill Black Panther first,
we gonna riot.
That would be amazing.
That would be like the LA riots.
They would burn theaters down.
Yep.
But it would be absolutely phenomenal. Hey, hold on, Shannon. We got a couple other people on the line that I want to check out. Just give a good speak to, because, of course, this is, again, a show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. So I want to make sure the people have a chance to say hello, say what's up. 757 Hampton Roads, what's going on? You're on the off-ramp. How you doing?
What's up, Balls and Desert?
Brother Bonner, how's everything going?
Everything going great, brother.
Did you watch the Black Panther movie?
No, I've seen it twice.
Now, did you pay for it twice, or did you only see it once? Did you pay for it once?
Paid for it twice, bro.
Okay. See, you want them good brothers. I'd have snuck in the second time, but, you know, we all try and be like you one day. So what'd you think of it?
I think it was an excellent movie, and it was a reflection of how a lot of people feel, especially a lot of Americans and Africans feel. A lot of Africans may feel that Americans have the resources, and a lot of Americans may feel that, hey, people in Africa have resources.
I mean, that's always been a contentious discussion because, you know, immigrants will come over here and say, you lazy Americans, you have all this opportunity, you're wasting it. But usually, like, it's the rich immigrants that come over here. Like, poor immigrants ain't coming to America. They're poor. They might be poor compared to our standards, but they're not poor compared to the standards that they're coming from. So
right.
I've always wondered about that. Like, I mean, because you're also judging, like I could go to your country and be like, hey, man, you got gold over here. You're lazy for not mining it. I don't know. But, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I think it was a good backstory behind it. I'm just nitpicking because I think overall the movie was great. So we also got, so appreciate you joining us, Brother Bonner. So we got the 770. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, you got me in here, Jason. Just checking it out. I haven't seen the movie yet.
You haven't seen it? Oh, man, I'm sorry. Look, everybody dies, cuz.
I thought you were giving a lot of props for the young lady, that the new actress in there. She really did a great job. I think she's going to get a lot of recognition.
Who, Lupia? Lumpia?
Girl, yeah, I guess she was supposed to be the techie or something like that.
Oh, no, Suri. Letitia,
yeah.
She really got a hood name. Props to Letitia. I ain't mad at her. But, yeah, I tell you what, acting-wise, I thought everyone did a good job. I didn't think there was any bad acting. My only criticism with the acting was just the fighting scenes. A little bit too much CGI. But, I mean, I think you'll enjoy the movie. Jose, Phil, let me know when you see it, man. Call back in. Let me know what your thoughts of it.
Okay. Meantime, let's sit back and listen.
sounds good, cuz. And feel free, guys, text me. I got all y'all on mute except for Shannon. So if you want to say something, just shoot me a quick text. I got to work it out so that when I need y'all to chime in, y'all can beat me. I got to show y'all how to do that. So, Shannon, the last thing I want to talk about Black Panther before we close it up, right? Amber Rose should get an Oscar. Amber Rose should get an Oscar.
What did she do for Black Panther?
Yo, she started this good-looking bald-headed women thing, yo.
Oh,
I feel like everybody's
my God.
Biting off. I'm just saying, look, you got the chick on Pharrell video getting popular now. I thought it was Amber Rose. And I was like, oh, she's put on weight. And I was like, oh, that's not her. That's another one that looks just like her. And I thought, and, you know, that was the one thing about Black Panther that I really love, because they really made them women tough, smart, intelligent, not a hindrance, but, you know, like, it was really a team effort. I didn't feel like they overplayed the women, where, like, the men were just bowing down to them at all moments. I felt like it was
not
a good
hindrance.
Team effort.
Not a
yeah,
hindrance.
Yeah, like, you know,
Yeah, you know, like how sometimes how movies for a long time show women as, you know, the weak spot of a man, or, you know, they're hindering the man from succeeding because they keep pulling him back. It really didn't have anything of that. It was just an overall team effort. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a great look for black women.
Except for the fact when that rhino stopped and licked her in the face, that was bullshit. That rhino should have ran her over and killed her.
Ain't no rhino stopping
on a dime. Look, I don't care what you say. That is a 1,000-pound animal in the middle of a fight. He has armor on. He can't even see.
He's trained.
You mean it's... No, he ain't trained that well. Look, we're talking about physics now. Physics. Ain't no 1,000-pound animal stopping on a dime and just going to lick somebody.
Marvel Universe is not for you. You have to suspend reality for a second.
No, I love Marvel. I think Marvel is great. I don't think
you're a fan. I don't think you're a fan.
I'm a huge fan. But I am big on reality. I think reality is good for the soul. And I just look for the practicality in things. That's all I'm saying. That rhino should have at least tripped and killed her. Like, when the rhino tried to stop, it should have fell. That's all I'm saying. But other than that, I think Amber Rose should definitely get an Oscar. Because all these bald women took her style.
I don't know that we need to acknowledge her for this.
Why? What? You got beef with Amber Rose?
No, I don't have beef with Amber Rose. We're cool. I follow her on Instagram.
Oh, do you? I mean, because think about it. Before Amber Rose, the only noticeable bald-headed woman we had was Sinead O'Connor, and she was horrible looking.
I don't know. I have to think about this. I feel like Black Panther highlighted brown-skinned bald-headed women.
What's Amber Rose? I don't really. I mean, she likes. I guess she is light skin, brown skin.
I don't know.
So,
but I only tip brown skin strippers. So if she was there, I wouldn't tip her or pay her any attention.
You only tip brown skin strippers. That's racist.
It's like affirmative action.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who need help with tuition out there. Why are you only helping brown skin women get education?
It's like a
horrible
fashion at the strip club.
Everybody should have a right to an education, Shannon. You shouldn't just be supporting brown skin education. That's a terrible.
That's my role.
So now, do you hope Black Panther gets with Storm and Lupita's out of a job? Lupita.
I don't know. I'm hoping maybe they will. I don't think that they can make her Storm, but I don't know. We'll see. He married Storm, then they divorced.
Yeah, he left her for a white girl. He left her for Phoenix. He got the cheeks from Phoenix. Jean Grey is a Marvel whore, man. And I don't mean that in a Me Too, like disrespectful way, because we're talking about a fictional character. And my wife points at me for calling her a whore, and I have to remind her that she's make-believe. But Jean Grey got around a lot.
She did.
She definitely had that fire.
Oh, my gosh.
You think the X-Men could take penicillin? She was really brown. Oh, man. On to the next one. So just as a quick aside, so you done with Black Panther? You all good with it?
I'm good with it. I'm going to see it again.
All right. I think I'm going to go see it again. I think I'm going to go support the cause. But everybody out there, if you ain't seen Black Panther yet, we didn't really spoil anything. I tried to make sure I didn't ask all my spoiler questions. Those are just some of our observations. Black Panther is definitely a good movie. Definitely go check it out. Look at a lot of YouTube videos with Ryan Coogler. I definitely enjoy his interviews. He's definitely a guy who I think I'm going to follow his career more.
I got to see Fruitvale Station. I haven't. Huh?
Fruitvale Station was good, but I was going to say I can't wait to see Creed 2.
I'm worried about Creed 2 because Ryan Coogler ain't doing it.
Oh, well, never mind.
Well, you could be like Cheryl. Cheryl just thinks that Michael B. Jordan, she said he was, would you call him gorgeous?
He absolutely is.
Or she said he was beautiful.
But
he ain't really black.
Is.
Though.
It doesn't
he
matter.
He ain't really black,
whatever
so
I
don't
is,
feel
he's very attractive.
I don't feel threatened at all. Yo. I think, you know, when you take steroids, you look like that. And that was my other problem with Black Panther. hate. And that was my problem with Black Panther. So he got all those marks for all the kills that he made, right? How'd he get him so straight on his back, yo? Like, was he in the woods with somebody? And he was like, yo, just scar me up. Just scar me up.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to watch the next movie and see.
And I hated his hair. Why did he have cornrows that was, like, combed over, yo?
I feel like you had that hairstyle. I feel like your profile picture on social media looks just like that.
Nah, yo, I ain't never rocked the comb over cornrows, yo. I ain't been there yet. But I got the man bun, but you know, whatever. Shout out to the whole Black Panther review. That was a pretty good movie, man. So just in case you're listening, thanks again. You on the off ramp with me and Shannon, man. Good to hear from y'all. If y'all got something y'all want to talk about, something you want to say, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. Lines are open. You got my number if you need to text something, you want to jump in, something you want to talk about. Show for the people, by the people. So, Shannon, I want to ask you where you want to go to next. My next two big topics. I got three topics that I really want to discuss. And man, yo, time goes quick. We only got like 27 minutes left. But I want you to talk about how Valentine's Day is for losers, the Drake video, or Fergie All Star Weekend. Which one?
Valentine's Day. Why is it for losers? What did you do for
Valentine's
your wife?
Not a damn thing. I married her. That's enough Valentine's Day for everybody. Valentine's Day is the worst holiday known to man. I tell my wife every single day before I walk out the door that I love her. Why do I need to buy a card that's just going to fill up landfill and buy some cheap-ass chocolate that's been sitting on the shelf for 9 months? That they just put on sale that ain't gonna do nothing but give her the shits and give me the shits because I'm lactose intolerant. It's a horrible holiday. And then, not to mention, you go to a restaurant and they give you the Valentine's Day menu of the food that's been sitting in a fridge for 2 months that's turning green that they need to get rid of. It's a horrible holiday. You don't need a day to tell someone you love them, you love it, because if you love them, you just tell them. If a woman needs reassurance that you love them, she should just ask. And plus, selfishly, the men don't get nothing, yo. And I'm speaking up for men. Men do everything around here. Women have had a hell of a couple years, and I'm proud of y'all. I was hoping to get a woman president. It didn't happen. Maybe we'll get one in the future. Women have had a hell of a year. But Valentine's Day, men don't get nothing. And it's terrible. Hashtag me too.
That's not true. Men get things for Valentine's Day. First of all, you say that you tell your wife you love her every single day. You love her. So if you love her, why can't you go out of your way to buy a $2 card and some $5 chocolates?
I bought her a diamond that lasts forever, every day.
So are you saying you did her a favor by doing that?
You fucking right I did her a favor. She couldn't still be single. Look,
look, I feel bad for women out there. Look, I've always told my wife she should be open to us adding more wives because it's like 7 women to 1 guy out here. Like, it's tough for women out here. Like, not even like jokes. Like, it just really is. It's just, you're just outnumbered, you know, and you're not even counting the incarcerated men. Like, women just have a heart out here just dating-wise. So I've always told my wife, right, I always told my wife, yo, we should just add more wives. You know, I figure I get 4 wives in here. It'll help her out around the house. You know, she doesn't have to,
you
know.
Responsibility?
Well, the funny thing is, in theory, it sounds great because from a male perspective, it's like, oh, man, orgies all day. I can sleep with 4 different women. But in the practical sense, you will come home and you have to ask 4 different women, how is your day? And that would drive me to suicide. I would put a bullet in my head, and that would be it. Because if I have to ask, if I have to have a conversation with a woman, and I love my wife, and she's sitting here right next to me, she'd tell you that I'm lying. If I have to have just a regular conversation 4 different times every single day for the rest of my life, I'd rather get cancer and chalk it up.
I think Valentine's Day is cool. Like, they even have, you know, like the gun range here has Valentine's Day dates. You can make it what you want. It doesn't have to be chocolates or anything. My boyfriend told me happy Valentine's Day. I said, you don't even celebrate Valentine's Day. He said, but you do, so I have to care about it. That's
love. And that sucks for him. And that sucks for him because he doesn't celebrate it, but because he has to show you that he cares about you, even though you already know he cares about you because of all the other stuff he does, he has to go out of his way to celebrate a fake holiday to tell you happy Valentine's Day just because if you didn't hear it, you might be all right 1 year. You might be all right 2 years. But as soon as somebody says, what does your boyfriend do for you on Valentine's? And you say, oh, he don't even call me and wish me happy Valentine's Day. Now he feels like less of a person. It's a bullshit holiday. It's
don't
horrible.
Have your wife out there with people asking her what you did for Valentine's Day, and she's like, nothing.
Yeah, I wanted to say nothing. And when they say, ooh, that's messed up, and they look at me like, damn, you ain't doing anything for your wife? I say, yeah, I married her and put a baby in her. Boom.
I feel like that's
happy
even
Valentine's
more
Day.
Of a reason why she deserves presents.
She gets presents. She gets presents on her birthday. She gets presents on Christmas. The funny thing is, my wife does great. She's a very intelligent, very successful woman. If she wants something, she gets it. We just went to Philly. Shout out to the Super Bowl champs, Philadelphia Eagles. We just went to Philly. Now, mind you, she's been on this earth a very long time. She's been in the Northeast for at least almost 20 years now. But because we were going to Philadelphia for a parade, you know what she does? Goes to the store, buys a $250 jacket. Happy Valentine's Day. Did I complain about it? No. She gets what she wants. She's very successful. Why do I have to get something just on a day? You want something, go to the store and buy it. Make sure.
You don't have to. It's just a nice thing to do.
I do, but we do nice things. But when you live with somebody, see, it's different. I don't know if you live with your boyfriend. I don't know your situation. But when you live with somebody, and we got a kid together, when you live with somebody, you do stuff for them all the time. If she's not feeling well, I make sure I take care of everything so she can relax. If she wants to go out and get something to eat because she's had a bad day, boom, we out, we drink, and we party. Why is it that on February 14th, now I got to buy a card that she's just going to read? Like, you buy a card that someone else writes. So basically, what you're doing is you're purchasing words and thoughts from someone else that you think relates to your wife so she can read it, say, oh, I love you too, and then throw it in the trash and pollute the earth. When, I mean, let's be real, men just look at the card and say, does this card not suck? And then just put their name on it.
I think Valentine's Day can be whatever you want. Like, I would never buy my boyfriend a card. I would probably just get him a Harley part. But I think it can be whatever you want, like whatever works for the couple. It doesn't have to be commercialized, like you have to buy a card, whatever you guys like to do.
But why do you have to buy him a holiday party on Valentine's Day? Why can't you do it on like March 3rd? But why can't you just be at the store and be like, oh snap, he told me he was looking for another shifter, a chrome shifter. Let me just get him a chrome shifter. Boom. Love you, babe. Here goes a chrome shifter. And I'm going to help shift you tonight.
We didn't exchange gifts for Valentine's Day, but I do get them stuff all the time. And that's what I was going to say men get for Valentine's Day. Y'all get some grade A sexual favors, and you should be thankful. Next topic.
See, I can tell you're young and in love because when you're married with kids, grade A sexual favors is usually after both of you get well rested because someone else is babysitting your kids.
Yeah, no, I'm not younger than love. I'm leaving. I think the other day I gave him head while my head was resting on his stomach.
See, that's good, and it's good to do those kind of things. But you know, when you're 10 years in, good luck.
You gotta keep it fresh. I'll send you a list of gifts.
A list of gifts. Look, exit only out of here.
All-Star Weekend. When I started seeing everybody talking about All-Star Weekend, I thought they were being dramatic, but no, she sounded horrible.
Yeah, so I want to talk about All-Star Weekend in general, right? I want to get to the Fergie thing, because Fergie was awful. So do you think Fergie was trying to sound black, or was she just trying to do, because it was All-Star Weekend and that's like the black Mecca, or was Fergie just trying to do a certain type of music? I mean, because she's hanging around, what's his name, Will Ferrell, Shaggy, what's Black Eyed Peas dude name? Will.i.am.
Will.i.am.
Yeah, I thought it was Will Ferrell, but that's the white guy. My bad.
Yeah, no.
So she's been around him, so she's obviously been in the music industry and been around black people, but I don't understand the performance.
I think she was high.
If she used to smoke meth, you know, I would have thought she sold too many records to smoke meth.
I think the funniest, though, was the players' reactions.
Yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't worse than what it was. Draymond's only run who really, really busted out laughing. But, like, I'm surprised a lot of people wasn't out there like, what in the hell is this? Because it was pretty bad.
Did you watch all of All-Star Weekend?
Yeah. I watched it all. You know, anytime they got something playing with sport, I really enjoy it. I like All-Star Weekend. I like the sport of it. I mean, I just like to see the basketball players doing different stuff. I wish they had more events to showcase talent. Like, I think an obstacle course with the basketball would be pretty good. But, I mean, I thought it was – I mean, I thought it was – go ahead.
Don't they have a dunk contest?
Yeah, they had the dunk contest. It was pretty good. I mean, it's tough nowadays. I mean, we've seen pretty much – the greatest dunks that you can really do. I mean, now it's just about showmanship. But, you know, the dunk contest was all right. The three-point contest was all right. Just in comparison to last year, it wasn't as good. But can I ask you something from a woman's perspective?
Sure.
How come men always are concerned about All-Star Weekend when it comes to their women? Like, is there really a high chance a woman ends up with a ball player on All-Star Weekend?
I don't think it's a high chance that she's going to end up with a ball player. I think it's a high chance that she's going to end up with somebody.
The problem with that is, like, because if my wife said to me, yo, I want to go to All-Star Weekend with my girls, I wouldn't care. Go ahead, have fun. Go party in the club. I hope you find some dude to buy you a bunch of drinks. Make sure that he don't slip nothing in them, but don't spend our money. Spend his money. You know, the only rule is just don't sleep with nobody else. Then you're cool. But, like, I'm not overly protective of my wife. Like, I'm not really concerned. So
you trust
but
her.
Why, Right, yeah, basically. I just trust it. I mean, I feel like if you don't, I feel like our trust will be broken the day she breaks it. Like, I'm not going to put it on her before. But, like, why are most people – okay, so let me go about this a different way. Let me attack this a different way. I've been to All-Star Weekend a bunch of time with my boys. It's just us going to the clubs having fun. The
and
clubs
you
become overpriced.
Off everybody, didn't you?
Yeah, look, I slayed, man. I had, like, 10 different chicks in the bathroom. All
get
on the toilet
us.
Seat.
Get them, Killa.
In the who? But that's what I'm saying. Like, people have this idea that people go to All-Star Weekend and it's just a big sex fest. I've been to All-Star Weekend, and I don't think I've ever even left with a number.
The short answer, Beach Bum, is these hoes ain't loyal. But, no, I remember going to the mall and shopping, and, you know, the store assistant was hoping somebody try on clothes, and she was like, you need to put something on under this. And she was like, no, it's All-Star Weekend. So, yeah, I think girls go out there trying to get chose. Like, I don't know. Like, at this point in my life, I'm not going to All-Star Weekend. I'm too old. I need a nap before I go out. You know, I've aged out of getting a baller. I might be able to get a coach or, you know, an agent. Something like that, a player's dad. But that's about it.
But, like, do people, I guess this is, I guess because I've never been, like, I've never had enough money or enough stature to, like, just be out there, like, choosing women. Like, do, like, women, like, is it just an excuse for a woman to act like a hoe and not be considered a hoe?
I think so.
Say that again?
I said I think so. But I don't think, you know, I wouldn't say it's hoeing because men do it too. I just think, you know.
Right, right. So then why was she concerned? Like, why is she saying, I'm not putting anything under this because it's not All-Star Weekend, and not saying, I'm not putting anything under this because I'm ready to just go out and have a good time on a Saturday? Like,
oh,
what's so
well,
special about All-Star
Weekend?
He was
probably a hoe. She was trying to use what she got to get what she want. She was a Players Club hoe.
Man, that's rough, yo. Hashtag me too. That's rough. You know, I've had this discussion with my wife. My wife is a feminist, right? And I love the fact that she is. But we have, and she says that I'm a misogynist. And I don't know how we
you
work,
are.
Sometimes it does. I'm not a misogynist, yo. I'm just
you
practical.
Are. And I love
but we have,
a feminist because she can challenge you.
Right, and that's part of the reason why we work, because I enjoy good conversations. I don't need a woman that obeys me at beck and call. I want to have a conversation, have an intellectual conversation. I'm going to get bored and move on. But so we have these deep discussions about Me Too, which usually ends up in us arguing back and forth. I think nowadays a woman can't get mad at a man for filming her having sex without her knowledge, because he doesn't want to be considered, like, if I'm having sex with a woman and I put a camera on the low, like back in like 01, 02, and you hide a camera between like some towels to film you and a girl having sex, like that's crazy back in the day. Now, I think it, you have every, you should, it's understandable because you don't want to be considered like rapist or, you know, sexually abusing a woman now.
No, it's not.
Because take
nope.
take the dude, take a lot of things that's happening now. And I'm not taking anything away from these women. I believe their stories, but a lot of it is, you know, like even the thing that they were like Mark Cuban and his vice president. That was awful. Like his vice president went up to a girl and said, yeah, you're getting gangbanged this weekend. And she was like, what? No, I'm not. He was like, yes, you are. And she was a married woman. She was a married woman. Like I can't imagine. My wife comes over to me and says, yeah, my vice president said I'm getting gangbanged this weekend. I'm going to go up there and beat his head in the, with a bat. But but if you take it like the dude from like Saturday Night Live who said, what did he say to the girl? Or he pulled his dick out or something. And she said, oh, no, it's not that type of party. He said, oh, my bad, and put his dick back in. She said, that's sexual harassment. I just said he read the room wrong.
Yeah, I don't think that was sexual harassment, but you can't film somebody having sex without their knowledge. That's like voyeurism. And if you're concerned about a question of consensuality coming up later, have that host sign a, you know, consent form.
Yeah, but that just messes up the mood, yo. Like, if I say, okay, so having a consent form. So, okay, look, having a consent form in practicality is great. But if I film it on the low, right, it's foul. I'll go into it saying filming myself having sex with a woman without her knowledge is foul, right? But if I never release it, now this is all just thrown in the air. If I never release it, right, she doesn't know. I only know it's in my personal stash. She comes back later and says, gun rape me. And I say, no, I didn't. And she's like, yes, you did. That time we did this, this, and there. And the judge is like, well, it's you against her. Both of you were drunk. And I was like, yo, she wanted it. She was cool with it. And she says, no, it wasn't. You read the situation wrong. If I say, but I got it on film, like I'm off the hook.
No, you're probably still going to jail for filming it without her knowledge.
Well, that would have to be a whole nother case. But the jail sentence will probably be a lot lighter than going to jail for rape or sexual assault.
It's not a good
idea.
Huh? It's not a good idea. I know you feel like you stumbled onto something here, but no.
Look, I'm telling you, sometimes you just need to protect yourself. And I don't know if signing a contract is the way to protect yourself, because you can't be out there kissing on the neck, rubbing on the back, and like, yo, let me get you to sign this real quick. Because then she might be like, yo.
I absolutely would.
You're not going to be in, you and your boyfriend ain't never going to be in there in the mood and talking about, okay, so how many times you got to sign the paper? Because each time is different. Like, it's scary from a male's perspective, not from my perspective, because I'm married. So, yeah, I just, you know, I don't, I mean, I guess in theory I could rape my wife without her consent, but, I mean, I don't think it's ever going to come to that. But, like, just in theory, yeah, I hope not. That sounded awful. But you know what I'm trying to say. But, like, in theory, do you have to get consent every single time you're with someone? Because,
I mean,
if you have a bad breakup and they accuse, and in today's climate, let's be real, women are having a strong voice, which they deserve. I strongly believe it. Women are having a strong voice of these men taking advantage of them when they're in these vulnerable situations, and women have every right to put the pressure on these men and get them the fuck out of here. But it does leave some casualties of men who just don't know how to read women. Because you might be thinking you're having a great time with a woman, and you're thinking, oh, man, it's on a pop. Okay, I'll give you a perfect example, Shannon. And this is me and my wife was having a discussion. The night I met my wife, right, we both drinking, partying. She tells me, come back to the hotel after the party. I'm like, yo. It's on
and
popping, right?
Does she want you sharing the story?
No, it's all
do
right.
Do you have consent to share the story?
Probably not. I mean, but we're married, so she has to get a lawyer, and she's not going to get a lawyer over my radio show. So she tells me to come back to the hotel after the wedding. I immediately think, boom, I know she's feeling the guy. I'm ready to get in these cheeks tonight. But I got to do a couple things, and I drank too much. So I go back to the hotel. So I do a couple things, go back to the hotel, pass out, right? Never call it. Never go to a hotel, nothing. So, of course, you know, we link later, all that stuff, fast forward. So now fast forward, we're talking about that night. Now, from my perspective, I said, yo, she was filming me at the party. She gave me the number. She told me to come back to her hotel. From her perspective, she's like, I'm not sleeping with you on the first night. I had roommates on there. I just wanted you to come back and keep the party going. So, like, if I walked in there with my dick out, I felt like I was in the right.
No,
even though,
like,
I just read the situation.
Why would you think that you're about to get some ass just because she said come back to the room?
Why else would you want somebody to come back to the room at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Maybe to talk.
Yeah.
Or chill.
You can talk on the phone.
And I don't want to say any names, but I can count at least three people that you know that you were friends with in college who, you know, the same thing, you know, asked that they could come to my dorm room at, like, a crazy time. And I'm, like, young and, like, you know, not attracted to them, no interest in sleeping with them. And they come, and then they're looking at me, I'm looking at them, and they mad. And I'm like, I don't understand why you would have the expectation of sex.
Which is my whole problem with, not my problem with, just what I observe, because I'm not worried about it because I'm married. So I don't really, like, the Me Too movement doesn't bother me on the scary side of a man's side because I'm married. So I'm not out here in these streets trying to holler at a girl. But that's what's scary just from a visual standpoint, stepping back from a man, because a man can misread a situation and it can lead to being fired from a job, imprisonment.
I mean,
you know,
okay, that, but let me explain, though. Misreading a situation isn't that, you know, y'all are kissing and, you know, things start to happen or whatever. Misreading a situation is not she says come to the room and you come expecting sex. That wasn't even a situation for you to read. There was no implication or indication of sex in that situation.
I mean, I smacked her on her ass a couple of times that night. She didn't say stop, so I figured that's my
taste. What does that mean? Okay. I need for her to be in charge of teaching your son about this subject.
Yeah, I'm just saying, yo, it's tough out there. It's tough out there for women. It's tough out there for guys. I do feel bad for y'all. I do feel bad for y'all. Because I have a lot of female friends, and a lot of them are single, and they talk about, you know, how hard it is for them to find men and all stuff. And do I got any male friends that are single? And it's like, I only got about like two, and they're terrible. Like, you don't want them problems. Like, I wouldn't even call them up for anybody. Just because I
know. Why don't you have any wholesome single male friends?
Well, because they all got locked down and got married and chose the dark side. Instead of being free and living the good life.
The dark side.
We all got bamboozled on thinking that love was grand. And so we all got
married. You ever feel like you had a Me Too moment against you? Like, have you ever been sexually harassed by a woman?
Oh, yeah, I've definitely been sexually harassed by a woman. I tell you what, I got, you know, true story. And we got to start wrapping up. But I literally got fired from a job because this lady wanted me to sleep with her. Well, she didn't really say sleep with her, but she was trying to mess with me. And I was like, yo, I got a girl. Like, at this point, like, I was dating my wife. We weren't engaged or we weren't married, but we were dating and we were living together. And, like, she kept inviting me over to the bar and all this stuff. And I was just like, oh, one day I'll come hang out. I'm thinking it's like a work thing. And then, like, she really, like came on to me, like, yo, what's up? I'm trying to do something. And I was like, yo, I got a girl. And she was like, oh, you BSing and all stuff. And I was like, yo, and I hate to be that guy, yo, but she was awful, Shane. Like, she looked like an Oompa Loompa. She had a mustache. Her mustache was thick, too. Like, it wasn't, like, even, like, a light-skinned, like, not light skin, but like a light mustache. Like, she had like blonde hairs on the lips. Like, she damn near had a goatee. And I was like, I'm not. And I didn't want to be disrespectful, but I was like, I'm not gay. Like, it reminds me of like me and you share the same barber. Like, I'm not going there with you.
Hairy women need love too.
Look, another funny story is the night that I met Cheryl, my wife, in Detroit. She had some competition. It was a couple of chicks kind of feeling me at the joint, and I was rapping to one, and, you know, she had a little arm next to me, and she crossed the leg, and that joint was so hairy, and I was like, yo, this is kind of bad. But I was just like, oh, that was kind of odd. And then I found out that men in Michigan like women with hairy legs, and that's why she had hairy legs.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes. That's what a couple guys told me. They're like, oh, yeah, we like hairy legs up here. I said, oh. Better you than me. Hashtag me too. Well, actually, hashtag not me too. But, hey, Shannon, it's been fun tonight. We got to wrap on out. You want to say anything closing to the people?
Nope. Just hope to see you next week.
Yeah, next week we'll definitely be on our regular scheduled time on Thursday. You know, I go up and party with the fellas, got my homie flying in. So we're going to have a good time, but definitely appreciate all the callers. Tremaine, definitely enjoyed having you on. Anything you want to say to the people before you tap on out of here?
Nope, but I'll be listening next week.
Good. Thanks again for joining us. Brother Bonner, appreciate you having us coming on, man. Anything you want to say to the people before you get out of here? Brother Bonner, not sure what happened. He's got a newborn, so he's probably attending to us, though.
So. Aw.
So I'm going to say peace out for him. All right, there, good folks. Well, that's our show tonight. This was Season 2, Episode 4. Thanks again for joining us on the off-ramp on this lovely February 21st, 2018. Make sure y'all go into the weekend with love and happiness. Spread some joy if you're going through some strife in your life. You can pray to it if you believe in God, and if you don't believe in God, just try to do something to fix it. But sitting around bitching ain't going to help. So I hope you folks have a good weekend. Me and Shannon going to catch you right here next week, Thursday, 9:30. We got some more stuff to talk about. I still want to talk about trying LSD. I still want to talk about how the yeah. You know, there's been a lot of good stories on LSD, and I feel like if somebody was watching me on LSD, I would have a great time. I still want to get to the whole Richard Pryor, Marlon Brando story.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to talk about, is it cool to celebrate white people in Black History Month? And I'll expand on that topic next week. But thanks again for joining me and Shannon tonight. Your folks on the off-ramp, a show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. We'll catch you here next week. Peace.